Didn't I sound gorgeous? That's right. Because I always sound gorgeous. And that was Storm Circus. I'm sure I just said something fantastic about the song that was played and probably included a cheesy pun. Because that's what I do. That and my hair. Moving onward, we're still here. This is KROV 91.1, Oroville's community radio from the mountains above to the rivers down below, bringing you all the greatest in local and non-local music, small time to not as big time as the big time music. I'm working on that one. Want to get into the big time, but that's just, it's like the whole thing with the hats. My head doesn't fit into the small hats. My show doesn't fit into the big time. It doesn't really work, but you get the drift.
We're like a little tired today because we went to the Yosemite National Park yesterday.
Yosemite.
Did you guys get that?
They could have heard
we
that.
We climbed a mountain yesterday.
Yeah, you guys climbed totally a mountain yesterday. Sick. Huge fan of mountains.
I believe that we climbed Yosemite Falls yesterday, which I believe is the fifth largest or for the fifth tallest waterfall in the world. I believe.
Seriously?
Yeah, I believe so. I could be wrong. Fifth
you could be
something.
Wrong. It's a fifth something.
But it's an excruciating hike. It's only 3.4 miles up, but imagine, like, just the worst hike ever.
Imagine the worst hike ever.
But it's very beautiful, so, you know.
It's beautiful.
And we also started at, like, 5 p.m. yesterday.
It was dark the whole
yeah,
time.
Okay,
it
that's
was midnight when we got back to the car, so... It was crazy.
I don't know if that was just a timing thing, but I want to say that it's just a timing thing.
Mostly just a timing thing.
Somehow we got to the top like 15 minutes before the sun went down. It was amazing.
Which was fantastic.
Which is pretty
we
good.
We kind of think that God may have
thrown us
held the sun for
it was
a while.
Like, all right, guys, hurry it up.
There's really no reason we should have made it up the mountain by the time... It was still light outside.
Maybe it's just you guys don't know this, but you could be incredibly athletic.
We are cardiovascular beasts.
Yes, you know this is what happens. And what, like the other night, I'd actually woken up, I'd slept and woke up in the morning, and I felt like my pectoral muscles had actually grown throughout the night because I put on clothing the next morning and they didn't fit. So I came to the conclusion that I was working out in my sleep, and I think honestly that that's probably what you guys have been doing.
Probably.
Is,
we were actually asleep the entire
right?
Escalade up
you, like,
the mountain.
You, like, blacked out for a second. You didn't even know it. And you just sprinted.
Oh, I definitely remember blacking out.
Oh, yeah. Just sprinted for, like, 30, 40 seconds, gave you a nice, you know, couple hundred yards. You're like, wow, we got to the top.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive. 10 out of 10 for style, minus several million for actually being awake for the moment, but that's okay.
It happens.
It happens.
Totally fed a bear by hand. It's amazing.
That was during the blackout section. I don't recall that.
That's definitely. Painful. It's there's something about that moment when you feed a bear by hand. I don't know about you, but I can barely stand it.
It's,
I actually got charged by a bear once.
Really?
Yes.
How much?
Well, it was free.
Cents,
it was
dollar,
free. We were in the Sequoia National Park. And we were taking photos of a bear that was eating some things on a stump. I don't know what things, but we got about 10 feet away from it, which was a really bad idea.
A really bad idea.
And it turned around and looked at us and actually lunged at us. And we took off running. And luckily, it was just trying to scare us. But I think we all pooped our pants.
Which is, you know, sometimes it's a good reason to wear
theoretically.
Brown pants. Theoretically. Yeah. No, it's
pooped our mind pants.
Pooped our... Yes, yes.
In fact, I need to poop right now. So.
Yeah, it's sort of a shart of the mind.
Right? Shart.
Shart.
A mart.
A mart.
Yes.
Yes.
We marted.
Mm, yes.
Well, everyone lost respect for us now.
Yeah, there's so much...
Can we say poop on the radio? I don't
you
know.
You could say poop on the radio. There's some words and combinations of words. Like, I could say slarty bartfast on the radio. And people... It just sounds wrong. But it isn't.
That's radio right there.
It's radio.
That's golden radio.
Farking ice hole. I actually haven't said anything. But people get the implication that I'm saying bad things. And I'm just saying, no, I'm like Dr. Seuss on the mic, yo. I'm making up new words.
Yeah. It keeps people's like attention, you know? Like,
right.
They hear
like,
poop on the radio.
What?
Like,
what?
They
it wasn't,
tune in, you know?
Right. Because it wasn't bleeped out. They're like, did they actually? And then 10 seconds later, they're like, no. But now they're listening.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Or they're changing the channel.
Or they're changing
because
the
we've
channel.
Been talking for poop. and about
We've
poop.
Been talking for poop.
For poop and about poop.
Yes.
For quite too long.
I'm sorry.
Move on.
Time to move on. That was a bit crappy. puns. Okay. So this is your tour. Tell us more about your tour, what you're doing with this tour. What is it about?
Well, this band has only existed for about 5.5-6 months. We have toured in a rock band previous to this for about 4 or 5 years. Recently, we decided to start this new project, this new band, and kind of go a different direction. So this is actually the first official tour for Storm Circus with our debut record, Alpha.
Sick.
We have a little bit of a head start because of our previous band. We do have fans already, and we do have contacts and things like that to make a career work.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's kind of a new endeavor for us. So
your side project that's now your main project.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Basically.
I like it.
Sometimes you just have to press the reset button because you want to and it feels right. And
yeah, sometimes there was a guy, Jerry Weintraub, who went about and he produced all of the Karate Kid movies. He produced Elvis Presley for years. He's done a bunch of stuff, but he never did the same thing twice, in a sense. You know, he did this thing for X amount of time and realized, you know, it's just about time to change. And some people, you know, to keep it fresh, to keep life exciting and new. And I'm definitely, yeah, I'm definitely on the same page.
I think art has the ability to take different forms.
It does.
And we just kind of wanted to make sure that we're doing whatever form of art is going to do the best.
You just go from like normal to beast mode and then back. It's just it's a transitional thing.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm just making that up on the
spot.
That's
actually what they called Greg in high school. Beast mode.
Beast mode.
That's right.
Hey, beast mode. Beast mode.
It's better than Rain Man.
That actually doesn't sound too great. I mean, think about it. If people are yelling beast mode, it just sounds like it just sounds bad. Hey, beast mode.
Well, he kind of looks like Thor, so you can understand.
Okay, he does look like Thor. Ooh, wow, look at that. He's got guns.
Not really. Jack White. I look kind of like Jack. You know, like.
Okay, I can see that. No, I had a problem recently. Went over to the doctors, primarily because I've been having an allergic reaction to some of the. My workout environment apparently has some. In short, if you can tell, I'm swelling. For some reason, every time I work out, in my workout room, I start to swell, and there's no logical explanation as to why my biceps just swell awkwardly, and I don't know what to do with it, so it's just a tip.
It is unfortunate.
Make sure you keep your work room clean, you know, keep it dust-free, allergen-free, otherwise your biceps will start to swell, and your abs will start to get awkwardly just tough, and it's difficult to deal with. You have to constantly buy new clothing to fit your biceps. It's just not good.
It's never good. Okay. We don't work out.
No. Most people don't, actually. Most people work inside.
Yes, yes. It's
which?
Climate control.
Climate control, so that, you know, I could have it 30 below to my true primal Arctic nature.
Indeed.
Indeed. Well, that's fantastic. So we have this segment on our radio station, on the great station here at KROV 91.1, where we have the bands imitate Creed. So I'm going to pull out my little phone/video thing here, and we're going to film this, and then you guys will get to see this on our Facebook. If you have any questions for Storm Circus, you can Facebook us, but they can't hear you right now because we're recording it. That being said, feel free, because we can also shoot it out to them, because they'd love to hear from you. Would you guys love to hear from fans in Orville?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. They would love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you. And I'm an attention hog, so that's just me. It's imperative. So I'm going to start this recording. Look, it's a camera that actually works. Here with Storm Circus, go ahead and wave to the camera. Kind people. Yes. See, they are masters of just gorgeous hair and awkward faces. It's a combo. It's arts and skills. So, here's the question. I want to hear your Creed impression. Get close to the mic and do a Creed impression.
Hello, my name's Scott Staff.
I'm gonna sing a song for y'all. 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Yeah.
That was beautiful. That was magical.
Catch me on tour with Kid Rock next summer.
Have you ever seen Creed Shreds?
No, I have not.
You've not seen Creed Shreds. Okay, you need to go to YouTube and type in Creed Shreds 3. There's kind of this parody where they show live footage from a Creed show.
Right.
They overdub it with what it looks like he's saying or sounding. So he starts and he's like, oh, don't know why I'm always doing that. Oh, gonna take off my gloves and just things like that. Might be an important thing to see.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'm thinking my camera's being ridiculous, which is completely reasonable. That being the case, we might have to do that again. Not that I mind, because that's the nature of technology. Give a half-Asian technology, find out what happens is... We really don't know, actually. Let's be honest. Ooh, let's reduce the resolution so that it looks easier to handle. And bam, look at that. Hold up. Legit. So, Mr. 6 Feet from the Edge.
Dude.
Oh, you guys are going to love this. You would not believe who I have in studio right now. That's right. You may have heard the terrible impressions before. We've got the real deal. That's right. We have Creed here in studio with the amazing, well, not in studio, inside the Axiom with Jim Kent. Here we go. Creed, go ahead and sing for us.
Gotta put some R on there. Lots of R.
Hey, y'all, this is Creed. Orville, this is for you. I'm free. I forgot my song. 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. There you go, Orville. That one's for you.
And
catch me on tour with Kid Rock next summer.
And that, my friends, was Creed. Unfortunately, they had to take their private jet and fly, so they're not gone. But we are still here with Storm Circus on KROV 91.1. And honestly, Creed's impression, when they come into a building, you just can't forget it.
Smells.
The smells are so rich and inviting.
Yes.
We're going to play another one of your tracks here, and then we'll give you guys a chance to say toodles to the audience. And then later on in the show, we'll probably play a couple more tracks as well. So here is the song that I'm going to tell you about in just a moment.